Hello, humanity. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or maybe it's the middle of the night, wherever you are. The power is within you. That's right. The power is within you. And we are broadcasting from beautiful, sunny Auroville in southern India in Tamil Nadu, the epicenter of human unity. How often do we give our power away to external forces, be it a doctor, a healer, someone who's spiritual? And the science now is saying that it is all within us. When we take that time to listen to that little voice, it tells us exactly what we need to do. And then, you know, we go to the doctor and the doctor does a diagnosis or a prognosis and we kind of get flipped out or, you know, we feel better about it. But what if you were to listen to that healer, that doctor that was inside? Now, many years ago, we had that intuition. It is built into us. It's absolutely built in. For example, how many times have you known that something was going to happen and it did? Or you had that gut feeling in your gut or somewhere in your body and that happened, whether it's good or bad. How often, I live close to the ocean right now, and the fishermen, they will look up at the sky, they will feel their body, and they will know whether there's a storm coming. They'll know what's happening with the fish. They'll know what is the right time. These are all intuitive things that we have learned from nature. How do we get back in touch with that? So there are a few things that I do that I think will help everyone and will help you as well. Well, you are everyone. One is take the time to go into nature. And as you go into nature, smell, use your sense of smell. Feel the trees, the leaves, listen to the birds. Feel that wind against your skin. Now, if you're not able to do that, we have our imagination, and we have been using our imagination for years, for centuries, so you can tap into that imagination of something that's been in the past. Remember when you were walking through the forest, or remember when you were in the swimming pool or the ocean. Remember when you were hiking up that mountain or a small hill. Or maybe it was just a beautiful walk in the park. Remember that feeling. And as you remember that feeling, ask yourself and honor yourself and say, I know that I have the answers. And you can speak in the third person. I know that you have the answers. And then the answers will start to bubble up. They will bubble up. When we think of some of the great inventors of our time, or the great philosophers, the great painters, Leonardo da Vinci, for example, he knew, he saw the end product of what he was going to create. Picasso would stare at his canvas, and when he stared at the canvas, a picture would come, and he would paint that picture. And that's how he was able to paint so quickly. Einstein, he saw the theory of relativity. So many people, creators, the thought came first through their imagination. It was a download that came. And so when you take that time to sit quietly, and it might be after you laugh, because when we laugh uproariously, and then we sit quietly. There's things that bubble up, that emerge. Take note of that and write those down. And when you have those successes, write those down, as we said in the last episode, and magical, magical things will happen. And on that note, I and thousands of people around the world are imagining that as we laugh, we bring love and laughter and joy and healing to the whole world, because the power is within us. And so the power to laugh is within me. And I share that with you, Stefano, and we share that with everyone in Radio Land. So let's, on that note, take this out with laughter, knowing that the power is within us to do whatever we choose.
Oui, vous écoutez Auroville Radio from Auroville, la ville internationale in India.